comes the difference between we can learn and share and imbibe of a man and a woman's spirit. Is anyone translating? Oh, good. I think of the scripture where Elijah was soon to be taken away and his successor Elisha, and he said to him, "Asked of me, what shall I do for you?" And Elisha says, "I want a double portion of your spirit." And I think that when we come together in a situation like this, or we network with other brethren in our local areas or our nations, it's good to be able to embrace or imbibe or partake of that spirit. And I think that spirit is an investment in the Holy Spirit. I am a New Zealander by birth. I have pioneered churches in New Zealand. It's a great honour to go back to some of those churches. And then 22 years ago, I left New Zealand and went to Australia. And I've been pastoring now as the senior minister there in a church. We very much believe that we have a mandate in education as well as evangelism. And we've invested a lot of money on a 30-acre campus in private education and in colleges and so on. And just last week we had 50 decisions among our young people on campus. Other than that, I travel extensively. One of my favourite loves is ministering in Indonesia, and I am well connected with an organisation called the Gereja Pentecosta. They have 12,400 churches. It was my great honour and joy to be involved in a stadium with 300,000 there just this year. That's among Muslims. Some remarkable things happen, and it's been a great honour to minister into various nations and have some tremendous connections. So I don't think there's much more. Last year we started a couple of churches, but after hearing these brethren I feel like I need to go back to school. So it's great to be here, and it's great to network, and it's great to just share the Spirit of the Lord and to hear these brethren speak. I feel very much enriched, and as we work together for the future. God bless you.
That's about all I can say.